Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get into some music now.
Okay. All righty, here we go.
It was early in the evening in the gates of the city, and the wind from the south blew warm. Two men arrived, they were strangers to the city, and the sandals were not very worn. Well, they had the look of lords, so I got down on my knees and I bowed my face to the ground. And I humbly asked them to come to my house. For a moment, there was a sound. They had made plans to spend the night in the square, and I fought hard to change their mind. For how could they know of the sins of this? I convinced them they turned aside. Oh, Sodom and Gomorrah, you're a crying creek. Your sins are exceedingly great. If just 50 of you were found to be righteous, then everyone's life would be saved.
Yeah.
So high, you have a
Thank you.
Past failures do not have to dictate the outcome of the future battles. In fact, if we allow the Holy Spirit to use past failures to reveal to us ways in which He longed to lead us away from temptation, past sins become stepping stones on which we achieve future victories. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 to 14 says, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing and glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purity for Himself, a people for His own possession of zealous good works." So you see, God's grace lays the foundation for our victory over the enemy, not our own works. It was His grace that Jesus died, set us free from His world, and restored us to God. His grace leads the way from temptation, and His grace that it offers us every time we confess our sins to Him. God's grace is powerful, freeing, perfect, and full of love. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our frame. But He also perfectly capable of being strong in our weakness if we allow Him to be. You never have to fall into temptation again. God has a perfect plan for every temptation that comes your way. The enemy is not stronger than you. He is not more cunning than you. And he will not have victory over you because you have God. And God has defeated him. Your protector and guard is the very God who defeated the enemy at the cross and will throw him into a lake of fire, resulting in ultimate destruction. That God lives inside of you, His grace for you, and plans to use your past failures and current weaknesses to powerfully defeat your enemy. So spend time in prayer, meditating on the truth of God's power over the enemy. Reflect on your own life and allow the Spirit to take your past failures and turn them into future victories. Allow Scripture to fill you with the truth and combat the future lies of the enemy. So first, meditate on God's faithful protection over you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. Okay, "But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one." 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, He also provides a way of escape that you may be able to endure it." So secondly, reflect on your past failures. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you ways in which He was leading you from the temptation. What did He desire you to do that you might walk in victory over the enemy? And in what ways did He desire to protect you? And thirdly, allow the Spirit to empower you for future victories. Ask Him to make you more aware of His leadership in future temptations and to empower you to follow Him. Meditate on the truth of who you are in Christ and the truth of the enemy's plans for you. May Scripture and the Holy Spirit empower you during this time for every temptation the enemy has planned for you. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for a blessed hope, the appearing of glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave Himself to us to redeem us from lawlessness and to purify Himself a people from His own possessions who are zealous for good works. That's Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 14. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. "There is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." So what shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died in sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized in Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were buried, therefore, with Him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with Him in death like His, we shall certainly be reunited with Him in resurrection like His. That's Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 5. And James chapter 4, verse 7, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. It is critical that we renew our mind to the truth of who we are in Christ on a daily basis. The enemy will never stop tempting us because he will never stop hating us and God whom we belong to. But you can achieve victory over the enemy every single time because victory is already yours in Christ. You are the enemy's no longer. You have been given a new nature of righteousness. The most powerful weapon you have is God's word. So memorize scripture about your new nature and allow it to redefine the way you see yourself. Walk in the light of incredible grace of God's working in and through your life today. I highly suggest that you read chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 10, that brings this devotional more to life. Amen. Well, this brings us to the most important question of all, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Okay. If you do not, that's okay. Okay, because you will get a chance to do so in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of living the life you are? Are you tired of being dazed at your pews, not knowing which way is up or down? Okay, or maybe you're feeling like you have no purpose in life? Okay, but I tell you, you do have a purpose in life, and that is through Jesus Christ. Okay? Maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety, or maybe you suffer addictions such as alcohol or drugs or sexual immorality, okay, or gambling or overeating. Whatever it may be, see, the Lord can take it away. But in order to do so, folks, guess what? He's got to know you. So I ask you, are you willing to let the Lord Jesus know you? If so, simply pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just have this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And we would like you, okay, if you've said this prayer, we would like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487. And press the 1 key and let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Because, okay, it just takes one to call in. Okay, and that can trickle 10. And 10 can trickle 100. And 100 can trickle 1,000. Okay? So be that first caller and tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Okay. Well, I got a guest, I believe it's Joseph Gibson. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just doing my research here tonight. I posted some info in your chat room, actually. One of the people that threatened to kill me and my family and all my listeners on my show, including you, I posted some of their personal info in the chat room. I don't know how much the chat room can hold, but One of the phone numbers was associated with 336-506-8562. Yeah, from Greenville, North Carolina. It's the owner of the carrier, and the phone was, she's a female, age 30 to 34, associated with phone number 336-617-5819. 291-2B Lee Court, Greenville, North Carolina, 27834, U.S. 720 Rugby Street, which is a carrier out of Greensboro, North Carolina, 1944 U.S., if you don't understand what that means. Associated people with these trolls are James A. Mitchell, Janice Darlene Crouch, Taisha Christine. I posted a bunch of it in your chat room, actually, but I'm researching these people. I'm getting their personal info, and they're going to be arrested very soon. And they were calling
well,
me all
you
day
know
today.
That people might be spoofing their phone numbers, okay? Cause
you know, well, they did. They did God's Rainbow Ministries. That's why I cross-referenced it, and I just explained it to you very clearly. That was an association with the number that called in the other night, which was an association with, which he did spoof his caller ID, which was 916-680-4384, okay? And his carrier is Sprint. And then if you call the original number where it originated from, which is 336-617-5819, his name is Derek, Roger Derek, actually. He's from Greenville, North Carolina. He works for a financial company there, and his bosses aren't going to be very happy that he's using their financial number to call into Blog Talk Radio and threaten people. So, all this is being investigated. I'm just letting you know I'm getting to the bottom of this. And go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I had three phone calls supposedly from you, okay, which I knew it wasn't you.
Yeah.
Calling my house today, okay? But they were you. Somehow or another, they spoofed your number, okay?
Well, what they're doing was what they're. Well, I mean, I already know you're. I already know what you're going to say is what they're doing is they're going back to TRS when I was on Talk Real Solutions, okay? And I said it's no good for anyone to call anybody a nigger. So what they did was is they're using a downloaded software, which is called software recognition device. You can download it or buy it, and what they do is that they do the same thing the corporate media does, which I try to explain on my radio show, is what they do is they edit my voice, they take the word nigger, and then they put it with other words that I say and make it sound like it's my voice, and that's what they're doing,
right.
Okay?
Right.
You know,
right.
Yeah. Am I correct or not?
Yeah.
One call today, they weren't pretending to be him. They were just using his
number. Yeah, they were. They weren't pretending to be you, but they were just using your number. Okay.
And if you ever listen to my entire shows, never, never have I ever called anyone the N-word on my radio show. Never.
I know that.
Yeah. But when people text message me, and I get tons of them, and they say you're a cracker and this and that, you're a peckerwood cracker. I say back, yeah, you're a monkey. You know, whatever. You know, we can play that game all day long. You know, what they're trying to do is goat me into something. Look, I don't play the racism card. Everyone knows on my show I have black people, minorities, Latinos call into my show. MandelaCon, for instance, a lot of people say, I mean, for instance, just for an example, on my last past show, we had Jessica call in, which is a white supremacist. He's a chat room. He go follow. This all stems from Tony Talk, by the way. And they were degrading your name on Tony Talk the other night, and they wouldn't let me on. So Tony Talk is his real name. Tony Talk, his real name is Tone. He's an EMT driver. Okay. He lives in Washington State. Okay, because he forgets. I can go back to 2015 and 2016 when Tone used to call into my show. So Tony taught, and what he's doing is he's using one of his voice machines to pretend my name's Tony. You know, so he's using what he's doing, which that's fine. He can do whatever he wants to do as far as entertainment goes. But when you start threatening to kill people, and you're associated with these people on your show, that's a crime. That is a terroristic threat, and you could be arrested. And these people will be arrested. And I'm finding out their real names. And look, I have Tone's real number because I spoke to him privately after we did a show back with Black Jesus Minister in 2017, I believe it was. And he always calls from a satellite phone. So his phone drops off your caller ID, but I wrote it down. I still have it saved to this day in my files. So I know who really Tony Talk really is, actually. Okay, but that's fine. He can do whatever he's got to do, you know. And just like I found out who J-Bo was, didn't I not? I found out who J-Bo was, you know. But I don't have any problems with J-Bo. I just want to let you know that. I did call back and say, look, I got no problems with you. But they knew I figured it out who they are, you know. I look, and I'm going to figure out who these people are that are calling me at 10:30 in the morning, sending me text messages, doing all their nonsense, and that's fine. That's all well and fine if you want to do that and all well and fun. But when you threaten to kill people, that you have to take seriously. So they were threatening
you too.
You know, and you heard it. You heard it yourself. And this goes to your show. This goes to your show, actually, where you're trying to bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ. And what do I always say on my show? The devil's children are insane. And the problem is that Jesus is outside the door knocking, trying to get into the church. And we're living in the end times. Simple as that. I honestly believe through my theological studies, and we've already preached this many times on your show when you've had me on. Look, I honestly believe, because no man knows the day or the hour, but we sure know the season, according to what Paul said, know the season.
Right.
You know. And the season is within the next 5 to 8 years, I would say, 5 to 6 to 8 years, we're going to enter into a new world order. We're going to enter into the tribulation. I'm not a pre-trib believer. I believe we'll be here, like Paul said, until the last half hour of the tribulation, which would be at this six and a half year mark. Why should we be so – I know we're in the age of grace right now, and like you preach on your show, you have to understand dispensations of the Bible. We're in the Lacedonian church age right now, okay? You have to understand the seven churches. Daniel talks about the seven churches. The book of Revelation does very clearly. If you understand the seven churches, we're in the Lacedonian church age. So therefore, we are God right now is dealing with the Gentile people, which is you and I. Okay, and we know the Jew rejects God, rejects Lord Jesus Christ. But some Jews are saved, and they accept the Lord Jesus Christ. But we're not going to get into that. But God right now is dealing with the Gentiles because back when the Jew rejected Christ in the book of Matthew, because the book of Matthew was written for the Jew, and if the Jew would have accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord Messiah, they would have entered into tribulation immediately as soon as they accepted him as their Lord and Savior. But they rejected him, and they brought him to the cross as prophesied and killed him. And then as prophesied, he stood in a tomb for 3 days, and it was an empty tomb after that. That's my evidence that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. Okay? He didn't descend with 144,000 virgins. He didn't meditate like a statue like Buddha. Okay, and, you know, he wasn't a pancake. He wasn't Mary Magdalene. Okay, because Jesus said, your mother's here, Jesus, your mother. And Jesus said, who is my mother? Mary, you can't get saved through Mary, Catholics. Okay, all right, and the Pope and the Rope can't save you either. The only way to the Lord is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Simple as that. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is that we're speaking of the end times, because everyone's always interested in the end times. All you have to do is understand and read the Book of Solomon. It explains it very clearly. But if you can't understand the Book of Revelation. But we are in the times of the Gentiles right now. And God is almost done with the Gentiles because look what we're doing to each other. We're killing each other. We're destroying each other, pointing our fingers at you. You're gay. You're black. You're white. This. You're racist. You're a nigger. You're this. You're blah, blah, blah. You're a cracker. You're this and that. Wars. Rumors of wars. You know, we discussed this on your last show. We're getting ready to go to war with Iran. You know, China. You know, South Korea was shooting missiles at Russian fighter planes last week. Did anybody pay attention to that, or were they too busy playing Fortnite on the internet? You know, the thing of it is what I'm trying to say is that we're in the end times, and everyone said, See, you guys been saying that forever. God's going to come back. And doesn't Peter talk about that? You know?
Yep.
I mean, these are the end times. We're in the end times. And know the season. And look, I believe that what's going to happen is, according to the Bible, and we can go verse for verse here if you want to, what's going to happen is we're going to enter into a tribulation, and we're going to have 3.5 years of peace, and the Antichrist is going to deceive many, even the very elect, the book of Revelation says, right? Even the very elect are going to be deceived, all right?
Yeah.
And you're going to take the mark of the beast, and once you take that mark, you're done. You're finished. Simple as that, okay? And then during the last half hour of the tribulation, Paul will call first the tribulation saints will be raptured, and then the dead in Christ will be raptured, and then the people that are alive in Christ who have endured will, because Paul said, endure through the tribulation, okay? We're not talking about because you quit smoking cigarettes. We're not talking about that kind of tribulation. We're not talking about because you got into a car accident and you can't pay your electric bill. We're not talking about that. We're talking about real tribulation. Endure during the tribulation period. That's what Paul said. So if you endure, you refuse to take the mark of the beast, and you endure throughout that tribulation, and you'll be raptured out of here, and you're going to go to God, and then guess what? The Antichrist is going to pull the rug right out from under everybody, and you're going to go to the great you're going to go to the War of Armageddon, and the new earth is going to be created, and Israel will be reborn again, and Jesus Christ will rule on earth for 1,000 years, and still, even during that time, if you read the book of Revelation, man will be jealous. He won't go worship the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll do what he does today. I'm bigger. I can solve all the problems. I can solve climate change. We can solve gun control. You know, we can stop everything because man thinks he's smarter than God, doesn't he? You know, we can outsmart everybody. And then God's going to release the beast for that was chained up in the pit. And Satan's going to come out, and he's going to deceive the people that were in the new heaven, because God created the heavens, not just one heaven, the heavens. And after that, God's going to say enough, and then he's going to cast Satan down where he belongs, to the lake of fire forever and ever. And then we're going to stand at the great white throne judgment, and everybody's going to earn their crowns, or they're going to be condemned. And a lot of people are going to say, what did God say at the end? Depart from me, I never knew you. You old generation of vipers, you know, and that's what's going to happen. But that's at the end. That's the great white throne judgment. And a lot of people don't understand that. That's for the people that during the tribulation believed in God and didn't accept the Lord Jesus Christ before the tribulation. Those are the people that go back to faith and works. You see, the law gets reinstated during the tribulation. See, a good book, brother, for a lot of your listeners out there, and for you to read, I'm going to tell you right now, this is the book that opened up my eyes. And it references the King James Bible. And it was by Dr. Peter Ruckman, The Revelation of Jesus Christ. Go to Dr. Peter Ruckman's site, Pensacola, Florida, The Revelation of Jesus Christ. I have one copy here. You know, I bought that copy, and I read it, and it goes verse by verse. And he does a commentary now. It's a commentary series, but... And I disagree with some of his commentary, but he does verse for verse, and he explains everything from Adam to the book of to the end times and the great white throne judgment, the rapture. He explains everything in fine detail. Very good book to read, The Revelation of Jesus Christ by Dr. Peter Ruckman. If you can't understand your Bible, or if you don't have a pastor or teacher that could teach you the right way and rightly divide the word, because, look, there's a lot of phony pastors out there that don't know how to rightly divide the word. Like 2 Timothy says, rightly divide the word as a workman approved unto God, studying to show himself. You know, look, we can get into it all day. All you have to do is compare Scripture with Scripture. And don't go to your NIV. Don't go to your New Living Translation. Don't go to the perverted Bibles and the counterfeit Bibles. Go to the Bible that's not copyrighted, which is the King James 1611 Bible, the seventh translation, which was foretold in the book of Psalms, the book of Jeremiah, the book of Isaiah, which was foretold. The book of Daniel foretold it, okay? The King James 1611, the English version, was the seventh translation, because what is the most prominent language on this planet today? English. Simple as that. You want to do business in this world, you must speak English. Simple as that, you know? But I appreciate you allowing me to speak. I don't know if you got a comment on everything I said here. I know I said a mouthful, but I don't know if you got other callers here who want to attack me. But
well, no, I got a caller that just called in and has not pressed the one key yet. Okay.
All right.
Oh, he just pressed the one key. Let's see what he has to say. Okay.
Yep.
Hello, 111.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. He has nothing to say. Okay.
He had nothing to say. Yep. And they usually don't. Just like the idiot in your chat room in memory of Pastor Court, Ken there. He's an idiot. He claims to be calling from Canada. He really isn't in Canada, actually, believe it or not. I've got his name. They'll be coming to arrest him very soon. I don't know who these other people are in your chat room, but in memory of Pastor Ken, he's a jerk. He's an idiot. He's a complete jackass. Expose you, Joey, Kenny. I got you saying the word N. We addressed that. You tuned in too late. We already addressed that. Okay. We addressed that already. You know, say goodbye to your co-host. Look, my co-host is my friend. MandelaCon is going to be there still. And there are a lot of black people who support my show. So keep up with your division. Keep up with your nonsense. Just keep it up. I've been on Blog Talk since 2014. I've interviewed many good people throughout the years, and I've had a lot of jerks like you in memory of Pastor Ken come into my show. You'll be arrested. And, of course, now here comes Chris. Here comes the idiot Chris that just joined your chat room. And he's I know his name, too, actually. These are the phony Blog Talk trolls. They got nothing to do all day long. Oh, Mandela has heard it. Archiveda heard it. Yeah, whatever. whatever. You know what? Gibson is a racist. Oh, yeah. I thought, well, wait a second here. I don't know if you were listening to God's Rainbow Ministries, but, like, not the last show, but the show before that, I was called an anti-white guy because I always had black people coming on my show. I don't know if you remember that or not. So which is it? Am I a black guy lover, a black woman lover, because I had a black co-host and MandelaCon always come on, or am I a racist? Which is it?
Well, we got another
so
person.
Funny.
Yeah, we got another person who just called in. Let's bring them on and see what they have to say. Okay?
Sure, why not?
917, you're on the air.
Hello.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah. This is the guy that calls in from Alabama or Texas, actually.
He calls in from 506. Okay.
Yeah, we know who he is.
He's just spoofing. He's spoofing his number. Okay.
Yeah, he keeps sending me text messages saying, hi, I want to meet a man.
Hey.
Go ahead, loser. What do you got to say?
Joey, you.
Yes.
I mean.
Yes, my daughter.
Joey.
Why does your mother own your cell phone, by the way? I mean, you're a Sprint carrier. Why does your mother pay for your cell phone? Why does your mother's name on, why does your mother, the name on your cell phone bill? Gotcha. Boy,
Joey,
they're attacking you tonight, God's Rainbow Ministries. They're coming after you.
The call. But just so you know, Benjamin Buford Fountain has purchased GRM and has changed
no,
the name.
He has not. No, he has not. The Buford Fountain has purchased nothing. Okay,
yes,
you are a liar. Okay, along with Buford Fontaine, and that's enough of you. Goodbye.
That's right.
Okay?
Amen. Amen. God's Rainbow Ministries. Amen. You're right. Well, he'll say hello for like 10 seconds, and then he calls in with a different voice. He's actually that guy Chris in the chat room, I believe, because you notice he called in. You know, all these people, they're so funny. They're so funny. They're hilarious. They're hilarious. They all come from Tony Talk, by the way, you know. And then someone called in last night at Tony Talk. Joseph Gibson said he's going to shut you down. No, I'm going to shut down in all of Blog Talk Radio. And then I'm going to be the sponsor of Blog Talk Radio because I already been in. You want me to read the messages that I've been talking to the support team of Blog Talk Radio and even the robot messages that where
yeah,
I'm really a real person. I'm really a real person. You know, no, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. What you are is you're a part of the corporation long arm that I've been trying to expose for a long time. Okay. And Blog Talk Radio, I don't know why they haven't shut down my account yet. I don't know why. I don't know what they're up to. But maybe they're part of something bigger. I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. But you guys are going to be – and you know what? I'm not going to charge you $40 a month to run your show. You know? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you do it for free, and I'm going to let you hang yourself. But, of course, God's Rainbow Ministries, won't be a part of that. You know, but people like Tony Talk and all the other people, I'll I'll have all your usernames. I'll have all your personal information, just like the people at Blog Talk Radio, which Blog Talk Radio is an association with. Not going to say right now. I do not want to make that announcement on God's Rainbow Ministries yet. But we know what Blog Talk Radio is about. So, you know, but what you guys are doing is you're making Blog Talk Radio very popular because when you're on the Glenn Beck Show and when you're on Howard Stern, and you guys are all arrested, the people that are threatening God's Rainbow Ministries and me and other talk show hosts, you're going to make famous news. But, you see, you ain't going to get to watch it, though, because you're going to be in a concrete box in a you know, with no TV and a yellow jumpsuit crying. Can I make a phone call?
I was already on Howard Stern. Howard Stern called my show a while back. Okay, and
really,
they tried to do everything to get me to get off of God's subject. Okay, they said this, they said that, they said this. Okay, they couldn't believe that I would not get off of God's subject. Okay, and entertain them. Okay, so
brother. Amen to that. God bless you for that. For real, that I did not know that about you. And if that's true, which I would take you for your word because I think you're a friend of mine. I believe in my heart that you're a friend of mine. And I would say amen to that. The devil's phony. It's a phony. He's a counterfeit. Isn't that interesting? Doesn't that coincide with the message that you're trying to bring? The devil is a counterfeit, and that's what these trolls are. They're a counterfeit. But we're going to expose Satan. We're going to expose Satan, God's Rainbow Ministries. We're going to do it. We're going to expose these antichrists because, like the Bible says, there are many antichrists, many, you know? I don't know if God's Rainbow Ministry is still there or not. I don't know.
Yeah,
hello?
I'm still here. I was going to read some of the stuff in the chat room, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're counterfeits, brother. They're counterfeits.
Yeah, okay. The last one is Joey and his dad scanned me a $500 on DVD Banker.
yeah. That's funny, you know. Racist Kenny is not the problem. What do you mean racist Kenny is not the problem? You can't play that race card, man. TRS tried to do that like 3 years ago. And you know where Talk Real City is right now? Excuse my language. God forgive me. But you know where Talk Real Solutions is right now? Blank. No callers. Nobody there. Guess where they all came? To my show. But, you know, and I had it out years ago with Talk Real Solutions. They had a lot of people on their podcast, actually. And what they did was they made a terrible mistake, like these trolls are doing. They threatened me. They said, why don't you pour gasoline on yourself, Joseph Gibson, and light yourself on fire? You're a cracker. You're a racist. And blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? They lost one listener at a time. And then they started spawning off and creating their own shows. And this was years ago. Go back and listen to the archive shows. But, you know, look, I don't have any problems with any of those people over there, like Tyrone Thompson. I don't got no problems with that brother. I mean, I believe that he has a good heart. He just was saying the wrong things at the time. And look, he's even a friend on my Facebook page. You know, I got no problems with him. He may disagree with me. He may even still hate me. I don't know. You know, but, you know, I was on another podcast last week, and he came on, and he didn't have anything negative to say. I talked about that on my show. I speak the truth. I mean what I say and say what I mean. If you don't like it, too bad. You know what? But when you threaten God's Rainbow Ministries, when you threaten him, because you did threaten him, and I know that individual is listening right now because I'm doing inspecting the elements of all the usernames in the chat room. And, oh, how do you do that, Joe? How do you do that?
Just push the one key. Hold on.
Let's bring on the trolls, God's Rainbow Ministries.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they do, God's Rainbow Ministries. They don't even have the courage to talk to you.
I'll bring them on one at a time, okay? All right. So they call in just to do echoes. That's weird.
Because they can't be man or woman enough to have a conversation with you. Or you know, here tonight you brought me on, which I appreciate. But let's not take away from your podcast, God's Rainbow Ministry, because you call into my show and I let you say what you got to say. I say, hey, bring your message, you know, and I always let you promote your show. And obviously it worked, so they all came over here, and now they're harassing you. But they don't have the courage to have a conversation. You know, instead what they do is they do these recordings. Joseph Gibson said the N-word. Or God's Rainbow Ministries, you know, he's doing this with himself or whatever, you know, masturbating to your voice. You know, they gotta do perverted nonsense to distract you from your real message. And that's what these scumbags do, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, unfortunately, okay, you know, it's blog talk, okay, and we're going to get them whether we like it or not, you know.
Well, no, brother, like I just said, I'll be taking over blog talk very soon. It's going to take, I'm going to be honest with you, and mark my words from this date. Mark my words. You already know I posted a lot of stuff in your chat room, okay? I do my research. I do it. I don't have all, you know, all kinds of time. I'm a very busy individual, but don't worry. It could take 9 months. It could take up to a year. When I arrest the bond of Blog Talk Radio, and they're listening, by the way, to your show right now. When I arrest their bond and I seize their checking account and I seize their house, okay, which I can do lawfully, I'll file a writ for mittim mandis, okay? If you don't know what that means, look it up. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make Blog Talk Radio comply, okay, and eliminate these trolls, or I'm going to file, a USC 1983, look it up, USC 1983, okay, violation, and I'm going to file it, and I'm not going to have to pay any fees, I'm going to file a motion for formal pauperis, look that up, trolls. And then I'm going to file a motion for a preliminary injunction and temporary restraining order under the civil rules of civil procedure under criminal action through Section 131 of the United States Penal Code, okay? And look, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go to my courthouse, and that's what I'm going to do. And all of you are going to be in trouble, except for God's Rainbow Ministries and your producer. You're going to be in big trouble. And Blog Talk Radio is sponsoring this, and they've been made aware of the violation. So, therefore, they have done nothing about it, okay? And I gave them 10 days to do it, okay? 10 business days under corporate law, UCC I don't have that one in front of me, actually. But UCC law, I'll get back to you on that one. But they haven't done anything about it. So, therefore, all their corporate protections and limited liability protections are hereby null and void. So, therefore, when I arrest their bond and their corporate bond, and everything is going to be in jeopardy. But that's why we have magistrates. That's why we have judges. And I won't do it in a corporate courtroom. I'm going to do it through a multi-jurisdictional courtroom. Look that one up, jerks. What's a multi-jurisdictional court? It's a floating federal district court that has jurisdiction over wherever the claim comes to. You see, you got to understand corporate law. There's a lot of things you people don't understand. Look up Blackstone Law School, the oldest law school in the country. I went there, okay? You're not gonna play games. But anyway, as far as these people in the chat room, they're all a bunch of jokes. And you saw a lot of trolls run away because they don't want to stay on here too long because they know I'm inspecting it, but I already got them locked in. I already copy and pasted everything they had to say. And many of them coincide with the phone numbers that have been calling me and harassing me, especially that in memory of Pastor Ken. I'm really, really looking into you. So I'm really, and I posted some information of one investigation I did in the chat room. That guy was in Tony Talk. He had to go, run away. Yeah, don't worry, you can't run away because you've already been locked. Your IP already logged into this block off space. So I already got your IP. I got your internet node, and all the people in here. They haven't made any threats though. But they've made committed defamation of character. Yeah, Chris left because he knows I know who he is. So, don't worry, God's Rainbow Ministries, we'll take care of this. I don't appreciate what they've done to you, my friend. I don't appreciate these people taking away from your show. But,
okay.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. God's Rainbow Ministries is going to be arrested. He's my friend. He's my brother in Christ.
Yes. Anyway, I got to deliver a message. Okay, I got to do a prophetic message. Okay, and so hang on there, Joe. Okay,
brother. I'll listen to the message. That's what's important. That's what your show's about. Thank you. I will hang on. Thank you.
Okay. Here we go. Okay, this is a prophetic message that goes out to people who need it, and you know who you are. The Father says today, I am your healing. Loss and pain are in your past. The rejection you have suffered is at an end. The work of Calvary reaches farther into your life than you have known. I was rejected so that you could be accepted. I was smitten of men that you might receive the embrace of heaven. I took your pain and mitigated it in your life at the cost of my shed blood and body. The deep disappointments of things past will not dictate what happens to you next. Let go. Release the burden and trust me to put your life back together. I will bring you into a good land and cause you to know and enjoy a level of blessing and oneness that you never would ever be possibly again. Well, trust me with your tears, says God. Every moment of grief, loss, and betrayal was a moment I was closer to you than the hands and feet, closer than the breath of your nostrils. Give yourself over to the fullness of my promise. Trust that I am mending and healing and bringing you back from death unto life. Refuse to allow your happiness and your hope of better things to be tainted by bitter drugs of experience. Realize that I am working to bring about a better end. All that has been stolen will be recovered. You will look back astonished at the depth of my kindness and my goodness. So rest in that assurance, for it is your sure promise, says God. Amen. Well, I hope this message is a blessing to you all and whoever out there that needs it. Okay? And only you know who that is. Amen. All right. All righty. We got another caller. Let me see who this is. Okay. Hopefully it's a good caller. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello, Teddy. I see you have a Grand Dragon on there. I really don't appreciate
no,
that
I
guy Gibson saying nigga.
Huh?
That guy Joseph Gibson said nigga. He's a racist hunky.
Why would you say that?
Because there is an audio clip of him saying nigga. Calling
everyone
a nigga.
Oh my lord. I thought I explained that earlier.
That was rearranged.
Would you like to hear the clip, Pastor Ken? Would you like to hear the clip? It's a yes or no question, sir.
What's that?
Would you like to hear the audio clip?
I've heard it.
What are they talking about when they call?
What do you mean?
I think this guy's on a crack pipe or something. He needs to get saved and brought to the Lord Jesus Christ, brother.
This is KKK Grand Dragon, motherfucker. Please.
Oh,
hey,
that language, that's disgusting language, brother. That's disgusting language.
Not as disgusting as you saying the word, nigger.
You're taking it out. No, what I said was is the word nigger is a wrong word to say or call anybody. Okay, no, and calling someone honky, is racist also.
Right here, right now, for the world to see. And we're tired of it.
You're tired of it? Well, get some sleep then.
I'm tired of people like this.
Tired.
This Pecker Wood motherfucker.
Look at boy. I think he's drunk or high on crack or something. God's Rainbow Ministries. But, go back to your parents' basement, and your food stamp cards will be in on the 1st. So just go back to your parents' basement and take it easy. I know you'll probably owe most of your food stamp card out because it sounds like you're very intoxicated right now, and you need to find the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what you need to do, my friend.
Yeah, amen. Okay.
Right.
Well, our show is coming to an end. Okay. I want to remind everybody that tomorrow night will be another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio at 8:00 Central Standard Time. I hope to see you all there. Okay. For another great show. Let's go ahead,
God's Rainbow Ministries, with all due respect, thank you for having me on tonight, and God bless you, sir. But where's this audio clip that everybody's talking about? Because I've yet to hear it.
It's been floating on Discord.
Oh, okay. Boy, not Discord. Oh, no. The most filthy, rotten website there out there. Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's been floating around there, I saw a posting of it, earlier today, and I know better. I know you would never say the word, the N word,
God's Rainbow Ministries, don't you say it, otherwise they're going to take your words out of context, and then they're going to say you said it and you agreed with Joe Gibson. So be careful. Don't say the word.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Don't do that. You know what I mean?
I'm not going to say the word, okay? It was totally taken out of context. Okay.
You're on my Facebook, right? You're on my face. Are you on my Facebook, God's Rainbow Ministries?
Well, I follow your Facebook, okay?
Send me that audio. I want to hear that audio. I really want to hear it because I want to get the headers off of it and find out where it originated from. Or you can send it to me privately in the chat, and then I could download the link and I cross reference it, and then get the IP and know where it originated from.
I gotta see if I can find it again. Okay. It was posted earlier today. Okay.
Yeah, around 10:30 this morning, actually. About 10:30 this morning. That's when I got the the spoofed caller phone number that called me and left me a message saying I'm being exposed and blah, 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 you know. And I played it back for one of my sheriff buddies, and he started laughing. So, you know, you know, they're all being watched. They don't even know it yet. But that's okay. But I want to say great show tonight, brother. You did a great job bringing your message, and hopefully some souls, you know, even these people that are lost will wake up, and we can understand, you know, things that are happening around us and bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think that's what you do. Great podcast. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you very much, Joseph, for coming on. Okay. Yeah, you want to plug your show, okay, for everybody?
Yeah, real quick, Understanding the Times in Which We Live In, blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson. We always do a show on Sunday. The times sometimes vary. I try to do a show on Thursdays. We'll probably try to do a show on Thursday or Friday. But, you know, follow me on Facebook. All you got to do is look me up or look up my book, Understanding the Times in Which We Live In Today, or Behind the Walls by Joel Hodnett. And you look me up on the internet, even the trolls, you can look me up. But, yeah, follow me, follow the podcast, and God's Rainbow Ministries, I always welcome his voice on my podcast. I said, hey, why don't you call in, brother? And he did on the last show. And, you know, he's a friend of mine, and I support his show. And hopefully we brought some listeners to your show here tonight and to bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ. God's Rainbow Ministries, you still there? I think we lost him. Might have lost him. He said it was coming to the end of the show. But anyway, see you later, trolls.